Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Eli.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
What's up, baby boy? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, king of things. Kicking ass, taking names, fucking tits, fucking butts. Why not, baby boys? Real Ass Podcast, Wednesday live, starting on time. When's the last time we were live? I mean, 3 minutes late. That's not bad.
Yeah, Shannon hit me up like I was a fucking D student at a black school.
It was very racist.
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? She keep hitting me up.
She said, and I
nigga,
quote,
nigga, she kept hitting me up. Like, what the fuck, man?
Did she say anything to you, Cannon?
She didn't say shit to Cannon.
Yeah, she goes, she was like, Cannon will be good, but let me tell Derek now.
This she kept in the text to me, she goes, listen, I'm sending this to you because I sent it to Derek and I want to check all boxes.
Shannon kept, like, HR. Shannon from fucking HR. I was like, what is happening?
Shannon sent you an all text matter.
Gotta hit me up. I'm like, fuck.
I gotta go after this. My son, my agent. So I told my agent a while ago, you know, same agent, I think. So are you still with Conan?
No.
No, you left Conan a while ago.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Got to matriculate.
I told him like 3 months ago, I was like, dude, I was like, I can't. I was like, don't ever send me on TV projects again. I was like, I'm done. He sent me for Disney Plus projects. I was like, do you not know who I am? I was like, all it takes is me to be.
Disney need Rattlesnake.
Wait, to play what? Like Moana on ice?
Fuck.
I can see that. I can see Moana on ice. Or at least at the border.
They're doing a Disney Plus version of the January 6th insurrection. So they're doing all brown people, though, casted as the people who...
This is about freedom.
So and apparently somebody at Disney Plus likes me because they keep on like sending them things specifically for me.
It's the head pedophile.
They're trolling for sure. But I said, doggy, I was like, yeah, I can't go out on TV things. So then he hit me up with a fucking role for my son.
Oh, he wants your kid?
Oh,
he goes, he was like, hey, does your son act? There's this role. And it's like a little...
Sounds like somebody's skipping the middleman.
Doggy.
There's a role for your son. How does he feel about selling oranges on the side of the street?
I don't want my son to be an actor, but I asked. He does it. He acts. He's in theater. And then I asked him. I was like, look, my agent hit me up. It's a Disney Plus project. I was like, if you're interested in auditioning, you can do an on-camera audition. So he got super excited about it. He was like, yes, I really want to do it. So now we working on it all night last night, like just fucking like, dude, I'm a good acting coach, by the way.
Sure.
I'm a decent acting coach. Yeah. I'm pulling some stuff out of this kid.
Let your son work. Let him.
I made him cry. I told him the new dog's dead. I was like, yeah, the new puppy died. And scene.
I'm excited to see you in your tiger dad phase.
Yeah.
Just full blown stage parent.
Well, I had a conversation with him where I was like, do you want to actually try to get this, or do you just want to see what the experience is like to audition? Mm-hmm. I was like, because if you just want, I was like, I won't say shit. I was like, do your thing. I was like, if you actually want to get it, I'll book you an acting coach. We'll go to an on camera. Like, we'll actually do this the right way. We're gonna spend a few hours rehearsing, a few hours going over it. And I was like, then we're gonna take you to a studio, and they're gonna film with you. You're gonna work separately from me with an acting coach who understands how to put together a good fucking tape. And he was like, yeah, I want to do it. I want to put in the fucking work.
Okay, wow.
Okay. So
does any part of that? And, you know, this is just Disney doesn't have the best.
I'm so sorry. I left my coffee over there. Somebody just bring it to me. I don't need a new one. Sorry.
Disney doesn't have the best track record in terms of treatment of their young stars.
I'm trying to get that cashola, dog.
Yeah, okay.
Trying to get paid.
So you're the parents pushing the 12-year-old girl onto stage with R. Kelly, being like, just go back there and get a deal.
I'm going to have all of my bank information on that fucking contract. Don't you worry about it.
The sweet life with Louis J. Gomez.
45% manager fee.
Doggy. Look, and then I told him, I was like, James, and I don't know if Bobby Kelly told me I shouldn't do this. because he said, he's like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, James, temper your expectations. I'm like, you're probably not being booked as a starring role in a Disney Plus movie. You've never been in a movie. You're talentless. you don't got it, kid. I really broke him down. But I think that's a separate mentality. Like, I want him to feel like Rocky.
Yeah.
I want to be like, I didn't hear no bell and keep on going for it. Or do you think I'm destroying his confidence?
It's probably the latter, but I think you should just start now giving him, like, you know, a little insight into PC culture and woke culture and say that's the cause of him not booking this gig. Yeah. So then he could start, you know, he'll be the second wave of Gas Digital.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, what's up, baby bubbles?
Baby
bubbles. What's up, motherfuckers?
Yeah, that's you.
That'll be him later.
All right. All right, look, let's start our fucking show. So I gotta be out of here strictly at 11:10 today. I'm sorry, 12:10 today. So we had to start on time. So that's why we did not waste any time today. Incredible show plan today. Very, very excited about two of our guests today. You guys know him and love him from Here's the Scenario. Mike Cannon's back on the show.
Thanks for having me, pal.
Yeah, yeah. And from the No Need for Apologies podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network, Derek Gaines is back on
the
show.
What's going on? Thanks for having me. Lovely times, guys.
Always love having you on the show. Derek kills it every time.
Yeah.
You know why Derek kills it every time? He doesn't let me get away with my shit. He'll call me on my shit every time. Yeah. He's always fucking trying to be funny. He's never sitting there fucking just waiting for something to happen around him. He's always part of the proactive fucking action happening.
As wild as you guys are, I fuck with y'all guys.
No, I know you
have
do.
A good you have a good frequency.
Yeah. Derek, you understand funny. You know, and that's just the truth. You understand how to, you know, be a part of a collaborative effort, be a part of funny. Some people don't know how to do that. Some people are
some
just
people
fucking.
Can't hang.
Is this an indirect slight to me? Because these are pretty heavily slanted towards.
I don't know why.
Compliments towards Derek.
I'm the diversity hire today. That's all. They just, you know.
He's always the red funny. Never the takes dude. Things too seriously. He speaks so well. Gray.
He speaks so well. He knows all his letters.
You know what? Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Let's start our fucking show. Let's get them quick because we got a fucking lot to talk about today. Ken, what you plugging on?
All right. Next week on the 15th, I'll be in New Westminster, British Columbia at the House of Comedy. And then for that weekend, the 17th through the 18th, I'm in Seattle, Washington at Hereafter. Then here's the scenario. Me, Brendan, and Feeney are in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. I know Lewis will be there
That's
soon.
A good club.
I love that place. And we're doing half pod, half stand up. It's a super fun show. You guys get to be involved. Check that out and all other dates at MikeCannonComedy.com. Check out Here's a Scenario podcast.
Derek. Well, March. For anybody that's in Austin for South By, I'm in this new movie called Wrath of Becky. It's a horror movie. I'm doing just some funny shit in it. I'm not getting killed or no shit like that. April 21st to the 23rd, Saratoga, New York. I'll be at the Comedy Works. And April 27th through the 30th, I'll be at the DC Improv Lounge. It's going to be a good time. Me and Dave Temple from No Need for Apologies. It's going to be flesh shit.
Zach and Makeup.
March 25th, I'm at Laughing Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie. On April the 1st, I'm at Soul Joel's. Wow. And April the 4th, I'm at New York Comedy Club in Connecticut.
There you go, Miko.
Lots of live stuff coming up this weekend. Me and Zach Miko will be at the Yonkers Comedy Club in Yonkers, New York. Brand new comedy club. Hopefully, we can fucking get some people to come out. March 16th through 18th, American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. April 14th and 15th, St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going to be at Wise Guys in West Jordan, Utah at the end of April. Then this isn't on the site yet, but it is being added today because the link is out there right now. Fort Worth, Texas, May 5th and 6th, Hyenas Comedy Club. Mm. Houston, Texas, May 19th and 20th, The Secret Group. Lafayette, Louisiana is coming up. EMS Theater is coming up. And then also Grand Rapids, June 9th. That's happening.
Dude, you doing Cinco de Mayo in Texas is perfect.
I love it, dude. I'm going to fucking dress it like a Mexican.
You should wear what you wore in that boxing match.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it. And then also, I believe I'm doing a 420 show in Vegas. I'm doing Wise Guys in Vegas 420. So me and the boys from the Legion of Skanks going on a little theater run August 10th through 12th in New England. So grab those tickets and more. LewisofSkanks.com. Grab those tickets there. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library. Plus many other member benefits, including access to the racist live chat. Let's see. Oh, it's Aaron says, it's hard to describe how nice it is to, one, always have a weed hookup because you can buy it at stores. Two, be able to blow hits of weed at cops. Good job, Aaron.
That's nice.
I do buy weed in front of cops now. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Aaron asked to be my assistant, and I was like, no fucking way, Aaron. It ain't happening.
Why?
I like Erin, but she's too much of a fan.
Did she say? Did she send you samples?
She sent me a DM being like, hey, I would love to be your assistant. Like, I know you're looking for one. And I can't. My assistant needs to be. You turn the music off. My assistant needs to be very
ugly.
No, that's not the issue. Well, ugly is actually a good idea because I am a horny fucking.
Don't fuck your assistant. As long as you don't fuck him,
no, I'm
good.
I am fucking good. I will not fuck my assistant. I promise you of that. But the problem is she's too much of a fan, and I allow them too much access to a lot of personal shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I feel like Erin, once I fire her from the assistant position, because I will.
Got your ass.
She's going to go on to the Reddit, the racist live chat. She's going to talk about, you know, what I'm doing.
She'll drop your CRP.
She's going to have all your bank account information.
Yeah.
My bank account information.
Gave away all his Mystique and shit.
Social Security number, my fucking,
your actual account balance is.
I have no
guys, it's bleak.
Yeah. It really is right now. You should see what I spent yesterday on this fucking, I'm moving again.
No shit.
And this dude is a gypsy.
The fucking, the amount of money I dropped yesterday was for a rental. First, last, security, plus real estate agent fee. And the rent is really high.
House? Yeah. Apartment?
Somewhere. House.
Oh, why aren't you buying a home?
Because there's a few reasons. Number one, the market fucking sucks right now. Mm-hmm. And timing-wise, a little weird. Like, my chick's moving here this summer. Mm. She's coming here in May. And I just felt like we were like buying a house as my chick's moving here. We're like kind of coming to this new time in our relationship.
Right.
There's a lot of little factors. And then my real estate agent was sending me listings. He was sending me houses for sale and ones for rent. And then he sent me the fucking perfect house for rent. Yeah. It was like perfect. I was like, you know what, dude? I wasn't sure if I wanted to pull this place as a saltwater heated in-ground pool. Oh, I was like, dude, and I get to see if I want that in like my life or if it's too much of a fucking pain in the ass. So I'm putting another.
You're going to come out of that pool white with hair.
It'll be Daryl Hannah when you get out of it.
Everyone's saying that make Erin sign an NDA. Yeah,
that's backfiring on somebody. On Tiger Woods, did you see that? His chick that he dated for 7 years, it came out today that she's contesting the NDA.
Oh, no.
Under the guise of sexual assault and sexual harassment.
You can contest NDAs?
She said because apparently those things nullify the contract, and I guess that kind of sounds like she's accusing him of something.
Nice.
But she's like ready to fucking let it rip. And
damn, he always trying to fuck over Tiger.
I mean, Tiger just loves Ambien and taking shits on chicks' chests. Just let the man live. Yeah. Let him fucking live.
It's greatness.
Yeah, he's walking 72 holes again.
You could. Yeah. I don't know what that means. That's a very white.
Leg after that car accident was truly like powdered bone. Like it was nothing. They didn't think he was going to walk ever again. And now all of a sudden he's playing golf at a high level. He just made the cut in like a major tournament, and he walked all 4 days, 72 holes on what should have been basically a non-consistent. Leg. Yeah.
What did they just put like a metal fucking rod in it instead?
I guess so. I don't know the
Tiger got
the medicine
money.
Yeah,
Tag Heuer money. They probably put a new titanium something in his fucking.
Yeah,
well, he had Tag Heuer money. I don't know if he lost it after the first time he fucked all them chicks.
I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure you just don't get poor. Like even if he like you hear like people like getting poor and it's like
it's all back.
You know, it's
too.
Like they lost all their money and then they're sitting in a fucking mansion and there's tigers and lions running around them and you're like, okay, it doesn't seem like you're poor.
Yeah,
you know, there's poor and then there's like poor for rich people poor.
Yeah.
Yes.
If he's doing local commercials, then he's poor.
Yeah.
He's worth $1.1
billion.
Still.
He's cool.
Billion.
He's cool.
He's fine.
He's doing okay.
He's fucking crushing it.
I also think that's like one of those things where, you know, America lives to tear people down, but they also live for the comeback. Is as long as what he did wasn't illegal or too bad, he just fucked over his wife. And he's that good at golf where people are just like, nah,
that good at golf.
We want you to.
What was he? So the whole story with Tiger Woods was he cheated on his wife
with like 19 million prostitutes and
like waitresses,
club whores,
just whores.
Let me say something.
Droopy
let me
eyed whores.
Let me make this very clear to my girlfriend.
Some real
my girlfriend.
Smuts. Like, did interviews with their titties out. Whores.
Like Atlantic City 8.
Like trash, bro. Like good old messes.
My girlfriend listens to this show. She might be watching right now. She should know. If I ever get $1.1 billion.
No, oh. Denny's waitress is safe.
Only IHOP. IHOP, bitch. Anyway.
a hooker a day keeps the doctor away, doggy. Right.
Spoonful of sugar. Right.
I'm going to fuck you. Yeah, dude. It would be a problem.
Sugar's the girl that came to your room.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, come on, Zach. Figure it out. Put the puzzles into spots.
If it was just like that, you had that much money, you'd be like, oh, I can just get whores all in drugs all the time. If I had that much money, I'm shaking that part of my life, like the depraved part of my life. I'm kind of shaking it off. But if right now I run into $1.1 billion.
Yeah.
In the next like 45 minutes.
Yeah. No, in the next 2 years.
Okay.
This is a 2-year window. I haven't shaken all that shit off.
From now until the rest of your life. It's not
no, I
change.
Think if I make it another 2 years, even if I came into that money, I think it could shake off the need to spend it all on hookers and drugs.
Okay.
I'm becoming a better human being.
Really?
So sure. But it's got another 2 years at least. I do not need that type of access
dude,
right now.
I would put like 200 mil away for my family and then blow the rest on like covering murders.
300 million.
I would just be killing people.
I would have my wife almost murdered.
How about your
just
guy
to let her know what I could do?
Yeah. Keep it
like the phone
covered.
Book in The Sopranos.
How about Alex Murdaugh being a new OJ? I thought that was pretty dope.
Yeah. What's going on with that? I was watching that Murdaugh. I watched like 20
but
minutes of
the only difference, he's not getting away with it. That motherfucker about to do life.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
He murdered his wife and kid and then like tried to make a shoddy attempt at getting away with it, but everything was pointing to him being on premises. And...
Shannon, what are the details of this? How old is the kid? That's sad.
Yeah, like 12, I think.
Yeah.
So he fully conscious.
He murdered wife and child.
Yeah.
Was he sleeping at least?
The kid?
No, he was in like an open field. I watched the documentary on Netflix.
No way, dude.
It was wild.
Wide awake, and they were watching his least favorite cartoon.
Murdaugh's.
Damn, dude.
It's double sad.
Like, if he's asleep, you're like, all right, fuck.
Nah, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty dark shit, Dougie. Why'd he murder his child?
Yeah. I don't know. Alex Murdaugh. They get murders because they done killed 4 or 5 other people, and this is the one that he got sloppy on this one.
It's also kind of funny, and I know it's prison. It's like prison. You have to do it when you go in, but like they immediately shaved his head second he was found guilty and put into prison, and he looked like just such a computer queef. Like, and everybody was like, "He's innocent. Look at him. He couldn't possibly hurt a fly." And then you take off his hair, and he's just like this crazed.
How did he kill him?
Shotgun, I think. It was a shotgun.
A shotgun.
I think, because when he in the field and he popped off and then he tried to cover it up. The documentary's wild.
I've read zero about this.
The Alex Murdaugh documentary is pretty goddamn OJ.
I watched a shotgun murder. Not the guy that killed himself. I watched, it was like two.
In life?
Not in real life. Oh. It was on the internet. Yeah, yeah.
Live life.
Derek was disturbed for a second.
Watch the nigga blow his fucking face off.
No, dude. These two guys, this guy was like arguing with him and his wife, and he was arguing with like, I guess, a father and his son. And they were just fucking like back alley, like real deal trash, white trash. They were arguing about like garbage being like I guess they put like a mattress in between the houses. And it was like, that mattress can't be on my property. It's like, it ain't on your property. See this line? It's like that shit, right? And then it just escalates into like them like talking shit, like just hillbilly shit, dude. The video starts off, the father's got a shotgun in his hand. The son has they both have shotguns. It's like, you ain't gonna do shit. And the guy's like, I'll fucking take that gun from you and I'll fucking shove it up your ass, motherfucker. You wanna die? And it's like, I dare you. And then he takes a step toward him, and then the dad goes, blows him. The son, literally, as the guy's falling down, the son has his gun, goes boom, shoots him the other way, and his head is just fucking everywhere. And the wife goes,
that's very comical.
That's very comical. Oh, I was like, what is even happening here? It was one of the most wild things I'd ever seen in my entire life, dude.
Oh, God, dude.
Just some hillbilly shit.
Is there a more violent, like, death than that? I mean, or
shotgun
murder,
death,
like,
dude.
Shotgun death with a weapon, yeah. I guess.
I saw one time that was, like, the Predator vision, like, the heat.
Yeah.
And you saw the steam coming out. It was brutal.
God damn.
But the guy did say, he was like, I'm going to take the gun from you. I'm going to kill you. He said some shit like that. So I think that was their defense, where he like stepped toward him. Like I think they had a right to brandish their gun. Like Shannon, please give me the follow up on this.
He's still dead.
Did that guy live?
But both people died. So they both shot each other?
No. The son and the father.
I thought you meant like
the son. It was like a tag team shotgun.
Stop pointing that gun at my dad!
He shot him, and then as he like fell, the kid shot him, and it fucking like his head was like ping pong back from shotgun blast. It was wild, dude.
Oh my god!
It was wild. Shannon,
alley-oop.
Father son shotgun.
Now that's Charlie and Tiger right there.
You'll be able to find it. I guarantee it. Shannon, did you find it?
It's gonna be, this is gonna be pretty fucked up.
You don't gotta watch the video. You can just find the like the story.
I kind of want to watch the video.
Father gun shotgun.
Video's tough.
Find the watch a video.
That's like banned from TV shit.
Yeah. Just type in father son charged shotgun, and I guarantee you it's the first thing that comes up.
The first thing that comes up is Abilene Alley shooting.
Let me say, is I just said it was an alley.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just reading through this.
Father guilty.
A murder sentence of 14 years in state prison. The what about the son? But not his son. They both arrested at the same time.
Son guilty of murder.
Does it matter whether you're in? And I know it's just between federal and state crimes, but like, is one worse than the other? Like, is a federal prison worse than a state prison?
Can you type in their name? I want to see their.
Is that a dumb question?
I want to.
I heard Club Fed had cable.
I want to see their.
Yeah, the like white collar crimes. Show me their amenities.
Shrimp. Yeah. They got all kinds of shit over there.
Show me their mugshots, because I'll tell you if it's those guys. Because that seems like it's too recent. That said 2023, and I feel like I watched this a couple years ago. Okay, or maybe it's just. They just. Yeah, that was them. Oh, yeah, that was them. That was them.
Is that the third mic from Loud Boys?
It looks like just that the one on the right's been in prison so long he turned into the one on the left.
That's a now and then.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty fucking wild.
That guy's head was a perfect circle.
It was round.
Dude, they were very like cousin fuckery. Like if you watch the way they moved and like talked, the guy's body was all fucked up. Oof. It was really fucked up, dude. All right, so. Let's talk about this. Shannon, you know what? Let's go for Hot for Teacher. What is this?
Reminds me of Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues.
Yeah, when the teacher came out and stripped at the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Bob's like, a fucking tan! A tan! He's like, Miss Davis, go to prom with me.
31-year-old Connecticut lunch lady charged for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old boy.
Lunch lady!
Oh, that's tough.
Hot
lunch lady? Shit.
It's a toy lunch lady, not for nothing.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's see. What's her name? Andy Page?
Yeah. Rosafort. Andy Page Rosafort.
Former Connecticut.
Is this a new story? Check if her Instagram's still up.
Allegedly sent nude photographs and videos to a teenage boy on Snapchat over a 6-month period. And what happened was, you know how the kid got caught? First of all.
He had 600 Salisbury steaks at home.
He had extra microwave pizzas. He had so many microwave pizzas in his locker.
An entire refrigerator full of half pints of chocolate milk. It's crazy. Where else would he have gone?
Where you get all this milk and envelopes at? All this envelope milk.
Milk and envelopes.
That's Louis. That's not me.
Doggy, what happens is if you're fucking a teacher, you're 14. First of all, if I'm getting pussy at all at 14... I'm telling everyone. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone's like, just so you know, I got pussy. Yeah. I'm the fucking man, dude.
Finger everywhere.
Right? Yeah. It's smell. Let's go. If you're fucking a teacher, you're telling your friends. Mm. And it is very quickly going to escalate. It's over. If you're a teacher, do not fuck children.
But he was fucking the lunch
Kids
lady.
Kids like That's to different. Fucking brag, dude. Yeah. She's got to be. Is there something with these teachers? Are they Kids mildly are like autistic? Or something? Is there something wrong with them? There has to be something wrong with them. Yeah. Because you, like...
It might be the reason they're at the school in the first place.
Okay. I understand why.
Because they say that, like, pedophiles get certain jobs. So right, that they're, like, ice cream man. It's you know, comedy karate podcaster. Instructor. Yes.
Yeah.
So that you're around... So that in their head that they're around priests.
So you got to get around your craft.
I'm sure it works with ladies, too.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, you see it, like... Look... I get it. It's probably awesome to fuck a 14-year-old boy. It's probably delightful. For this old lady, hell yeah, dude. It fucking rules, okay?
Clip it. Clip it.
But you just don't do it. We have rules.
Rules. Follow the rules, see?
We have rules for a reason. They're out there.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I get all it. These, look, lady.
All these fucking...
It looks fun. Looks like she's probably having a blast.
Dude, that has to be a high-trafficked pedophile job, the lunch person, because you don't need any extra education.
Don't.
And you just... It's probably a relatively easy job.
It's green beans, nigga.
It's
green
beans. Yeah, but it's got to be a red flag.
And you flop some green beans.
When it's anyone that's not an old lady, they've got to go, oh, they want
to
fuck kids.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, they have. That has to be a huge red flag.
Guys. I keep on getting tickets because I keep on putting the wrong car. That's so funny. Don't check if I have a ticket right now. I'm parked on Avenue A, right here on the basically on the corner between 6th and 5th. Please check it out if I have a ticket.
It'll be the car with a ticket on it.
Yeah,
it'll be the car with a ticket.
It'll be the Audi with a boot on it.
Zach, take over. I need to put money on my fucking meter now.
How did this lady get caught, Shannon? Tell us what's going on.
How did she get caught? Yeah.
So she got caught because. One of his female friends told her parent, and that parent went to the cops.
That's why
it's always you tell somebody, and then somebody's mad that they're not fucking.
Dad, the girl fucking,
or some
fucking jealousy.
I mean, in this case, it's probably females mature much earlier than boys, and she was probably like, "I think that's assault," and then told her child, her parents, but don't tell women things. That's the fucking thing. It's like, tell your boys.
Oh, yeah, your homies got man law.
They'll keep it in longer.
I disagree. This girl was sitting steaming looking at this lunch lady.
I know.
Knowing that all day, all the boys were going fucking hoagies and grinders
me. You're right. Yeah.
I'm so angry right now.
Hey, man.
So I rented a car. My car got impounded last week because I didn't have registration because I was retarded and didn't realize I had to renew my registration.
That's thought
the it was
Gomez
like,
way.
Thought I was on auto renew.
Yeah.
Like my gym membership.
Come on, right. The Port Authority cop.
And then I picked a fight with the Port Authority cop. They gave me a ticket. Car impounded. Boom. Rented a car in the meantime because I had to get around, right? So I put in my parking app, I put the new car, right? Mm-hmm. So I put the new car and I don't notice it's a Pennsylvania plate. It's just, I assume it's a New York plate. Same colors. New York and Pennsylvania plates are the exact same colors. I just didn't see Pennsylvania. So I put it as a New York plate. The first day I get out, there's a ticket on the rental. And I'm like, what the fuck? I check the app. I'm like, that's a license plate. I track down the Indian ticket giver guy. Fucking, what's his name? I was like, dude, look, you gave me a fucking ticket. This is crazy. You can't just do that. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's probably a mistake with the system. You just have to write in a letter and send it. And I was like, I'm never going to fucking do that. Just so you know, you fucked me. I was so mad because I know I'm never going to write in that letter. I'm never sending in that proof.
Okay. Yeah.
However, this is all my fault. It was a Pennsylvania plate, not a New York plate.
Damn.
Still didn't realize that, though. Okay? Yeah.
It's big of you, though, now.
Next day, same fucking thing happens. Get another ticket. I'm driving the streets to kill a person. I'm trying to find this in. I was like, he did it on purpose now. He saw what I did yesterday, and now he's fucking with me. Okay.
You're Liam Neeson after his friend got raped, just looking for the first black guy.
I'm looking for him.
I swear to you, if I would have hit him with my car, I would have rolled over him over and over again until the cop come to take me to prison. I was so mad. The rage that I felt. By the way, still my fault. Had the wrong plate. Okay, it was Pennsylvania, okay? So then I realized it. After I get the ticket, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, Pennsylvania, fuck. I was like, I guarantee they're not going to fuck. Even if I write the letter now, they wouldn't even give back to me. So I was like, fine, whatever. Return that car. Pick up the Audi. Drive the fucking Audi in. Forgot to change over from the rental in the app. So I paid for the rental parking. I got a third ticket on the fucking Audi. 3 days in a row.
How much are these tickets? How much?
$65 each.
Hey!
They suck, dude. That
sucks. 3 days in a row.
That's three appointments to the chiropractor for me.
So my default car right now in the app is set to the rental.
Yeah,
I haven't defaulted back to that yet. So now, just now, which
you watched.
Well,
then that's your default.
So just now you watched me realize in real time that I did not change the car back.
Yeah.
And now I might have a fourth ticket in a week.
Oh my God, dude.
That's right. Rack it up, boy.
I'm going to
spend that money. Go, man.
Your car is going to get a boot on it.
Dude, no. Because they keep on paying the tickets. They don't care. They want it. They want the tickets. They love me. Ooh, do they love me.
You pay them right away?
No. No, I pay three times the amount that they cost because I wait months to pay them. Dick fuck. Obviously. Obviously, the $65 ticket will cost me $145 eventually.
Yeah, that's three times.
Obviously, because they're going to go, oh, hey, this is going to go in clutch. It's going to affect your credit. I'm going to go, oh, I got to do that right now.
Yeah.
No ticket? Thank God.
Wow. That couldn't have timed out better.
Well, look, you got 30 more minutes.
It would have been funnier for the show.
Yeah.
If I got a ticket. No, right. I change it. Now I parked my correct car.
That's good.
There you go. Congrats, man.
Oh, that really, I was really nervous about that one. The amount of money I spent yesterday, like every ticket is just like burning my soul. Every dollar.
Yeah.
I'm emotional about money. I'm not one of these fucking people. Like, I'm genuinely emotional. When I give a dollar to like somebody for a pack of gum, like I'm like, I hold on to it. I'm like, please don't take my money. This is my money. I worked for this money. I worked so hard for this money.
Yeah. It's frustrating when you get like a really big a pay thing, you know, like Gramercy, I collected a good check for it. And then 100% of the money was out, like gone just the next day. And I was like, I had no idea how badly I needed that money.
Wow.
Dang. I didn't even know. Like,
what did you spend it on?
Just all bills, like everything. Bills. Just, you know, kids, school, like bills, everything like that. It's just gone.
Did you buy a house yet?
No, we're still renting also, but potentially next year we're looking to.
Yeah, it's and that's the other thing is like I wrote this big fucking check for this house, right? And it's a time like I'm not. This is the first time in my life I'm looking at life like an adult, where I'm going like this is money that's just gone.
Yeah,
like if I would have taken that same $25,000 or whatever it was and put that could have been a big portion of a down payment on a house that would have been money that came back to me eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really like. Just sticks in my fucking ass. But the reality is that's a very closed-minded way of looking at things. The market sucks. Interest rates are horrible right now.
Awful.
The amount of money I'm spending on rent, I can save by waiting a year, right? So that's the real way of looking at
bacon
things.
Bacon and cheese is $11.
Yeah. That's right. Fucking wild.
Guess Digital should start, like, you guys should be like the Scientology of podcasting.
Wow.
Where you should just start investing in residential real estate.
Yeah.
Like, just start buying up buildings, houses, all that stuff, and that'll be also how the company makes money.
I want you to know that that's not your idea.
Okay. I didn't say it was. I said Scientology. I referenced another.
I think that's Mitzi Shore's idea.
I think you're right, right? That's the house up on Crescent.
A dumb thing about the parking enforcement cops, though?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to sound bigoted. When Indian and Chinese guys walk into the academy, do they just go... parking.
They point them to the right. Yeah, that's that one.
Here's your little leather notebook, Jaheed.
Oh, shit.
Do they have, if you don't have a gun, doggy, I mean, I don't respect you as a cop. You're not a cop.
No.
You're not a cop.
They aren't real officers.
I respect them. They have no weapon at all, dude. Dude, a fucking fireman carries an axe.
Yeah.
These guys aren't fucking, I will beat up a fucking meter pad.
No, they're also some of the fattest people in America. Like, is that what happens? Do they not pass the physical for the academy and then they get sent to that? Is that kind of like the purgatory for becoming a cop, like AAA? Something?
I don't know. I just know that they're always like just dweeby, like bad posture, fucking like.
Yeah.
What do they think when they were on? They joined the police force. They thought it was going to be like Bad Boys. They thought it was going to be like them in a fucking Ferrari. Fucking.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
They really thought they were going to be the coolest fucking cops in the world. They thought they were going to be out there fucking.
Freeze, slime ball.
Did you say freeze?
Oh, no. Ooh, let's see. Despite their NYPD uniforms and white hats, and traffic agents are civilians, not peace officers like cops. They don't get the same protections.
Peace officers.
So I can beat up a meter maid. You're saying that to me. And it's just the same as me beating up some
just
dude.
It's just regular.
Just a dude.
Assault.
I'm not going to get like. If you attack a fucking
an MTA employee,
it's a felony, doggy.
Careful with keeping your arm up that long.
It's a fucking felony. That's a whole aisle, my nigga. What are you doing?
Full extension.
Yo, man, that's a whole aisle.
That's a whole aisle. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? My blackness is not.
I think you might get it.
If you beat up an MTA employee, that's a felony.
Whole felony.
Let's see. The law which took effect this past week upgraded an attack to an agent from misdemeanor to felony. Oh, when was this past week? 2008. Damn, dude. If I can go back in time. If you know they say if you can go back in time to one day, be the day before that was put into.
Yeah, beat the shit out of a bunch of
the first meter maid I see, dude, just fucking wailing on it.
When did that get changed for MTA people too? Because just think of like the absolute flood of beatings that happened to their workers. I'm surprised I've never beaten one.
I spit one's face once. I'm sure that was a felony.
That's 7 years, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was. Yeah.
I didn't break a mirror, Rex.
They
I
have
spit
to post
in an MTA employee's face.
There's no one more slappable than the guy with his head. No, the guy with his head out of the train.
Yeah. Oh, dude, all
how bad do you just
box
wanna...
it off?
Yeah.
And you know, like your arm, like he would be decapitated and your arm would
be shattered. Yeah, dude. You would have a fucking Tiger Woods arm.
Unless you hit him right just square with the front two knuckles.
You punch a hole through his head and his head would grab onto your arm and tear it off your body, dude. The speed alone. It'd be wild. It wouldn't be clean. Yeah, no. Nah, it wouldn't work. You would fucking really, you'd really be hurting yourself.
But it looks so fun. Just one open hand slap on a
whap
on a bald fucking subway conductor.
Yeah, dude, and they fucking they know it, dude. That's a problem. They made those laws. They did the same thing with the taxi drivers because taxi drivers were, you know, it was like when I was a kid, I wouldn't do this, but like I was a step away from doing this. We would hop out of a cab and just not pay, right? We would run, but like if that taxi driver caught up to me and my friends, he was going to get the shit beat out of me. I wasn't getting caught. It's like, so now you're like, for an $8 fare, we're going to fuck you up.
Now you're chasing down your ass beater.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing? You wanted this? This is fucking crazy. Yeah. So I'm saying, the amount of times that probably happened where it was just like a taxi driver getting his ass beat because he got out, so some kid just tried to fucking, they were like, this is just too much.
Well, in the way they act now, it's a bit of arrogance and entitlement. Like, MTA workers are almost like drunk white women confidence, like, get in your face type shit. Like,
take
what the fuck are you going to do? Yeah. Put it on themselves.
Wasn't your uncle a taxi driver that got a screwdriver in his head?
Not a screwdriver. Not a screwdriver. A hammer.
Whoa!
Hammer to the
head. The claw?
No. The other part. The
blunt part.
Blunt part.
That. By the way, is that's hood mercy. Because he could have used the sharp end.
He was like,
you know what? I'm just going to give you a fucking little dude. He thought it was going to like come up like a cartoon. Like, whoop, but instead it caved in his skull.
Yeah, in reality, you're poking holes in motherfucking skulls. Yeah.
That's what you're doing. He literally poked a hole in his skull. He went, goosh, and it fucking
goes in.
It caved a hole.
Soft spot, motherfucker.
Literally
that's not good.
That's
when people get pistol whipped, I'll be like, damn, just shoot them niggas. Oh, my God. When they...
Yeah.
Well, a pistol weapon, you're like, it looks so like, in a movie, you're like, you just got knocked out. Like, that would be like.
No!
It would end your life.
Shattered your fucking orbital
bone. Your eyes are fixed.
You've pulled the handle of a gun. That shit is terrible. And
it's
the clip
heavy.
Is in it.
It's heavy as fuck.
It's so heavy.
A gun is so heavy, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Or what about getting pistol whipped with, like, you see him do it with, like, the front of the gun. I'm like, dude, chill.
Oh, my God.
That thing could go off, you psychopath. Turn it around.
The scene in Goodfellas when he's just repeatedly hitting the guy and you hear metal on metal, that guy is dead.
Yeah.
He's just absolutely murdered.
Dude, there's some, I've seen some fucked in. Dude, the internet is a fucked up place. I have a fear of my son, like, just getting on to, like, just the up, like, videos that, like, you see. Like, there was they should redo the gauntlet. We did the gauntlet years ago on Skanks, and the gauntlet was 25 videos, each one more disturbing than the last. Started off with, like, you know, the girl and the guy arm wrestling, and the girl's arm snaps.
God.
You've seen that. You've never seen that?
I don't want to see it.
That's the most broken bone. That's the most mild.
I can't even watch skateboard videos where
they
fall.
Remember that shit on MTV?
Yeah.
Where they would just show the accidents? Oh,
Number two was the scene from Jackass movie, the original one.
The paper cuts
in the mouth and the fingers. Just hard to watch. Then it goes on to, like, a baby being run over by a train. It gets wild. The final video is the 25-minute video of those Russians in the woods torturing a homeless guy.
Oh,
like, with, like, stabbing with screwdrivers.
Why are you saying this stuff like it's, like, biggest hits? Like, we should know it
like one
by the keyword search. You're like, you know the video.
Well,
of
I'm
them
just
in
saying, like, we grew up.
I mean, he is talking about Three Guys, One Hammer.
Yeah, Three Guys, One Hammer. And we
I don't even know that.
We are of the generation where the internet came about, and we all were on Rotten.com. You're, how old are you? You're younger than
38.
Me. Oh, yeah, you're almost my age. Oh, yeah. So we're from the generation, the Rotten.com generation.
Too hot for TV? All that shit.
Yeah, those, we would buy the videos, Face of Death videos that, you know.
Face of Death.
This is our generation. So the reason I assume
R. Kelly tapes. Shit.
I did buy the R. Kelly tape.
I didn't buy it.
I wrote that shit.
God.
Doggy, that's crazy. I just remembered. I bought the R. Kelly tape at a gas station.
Do you have it?
When I was like 15 or 16.
I was 15 Get rid of it.
Doggy, I was like 16. Yeah, 16 years old.
Oh, I downloaded it on Kazaa.
Huh?
Yeah. I downloaded it.
That's just straight up child. I'll admit,
cute. Straight up child time, porn on an ottoman.
I one time bought child porn.
Nah, I never bought it. I was a good guy because I never jerked off to it.
I didn't
never
jerked off to it. That's crazy.
I was looking at it like, yeah, she too young.
It was just piss.
I was like, ooh.
But what's funny is
I can't do that. When
so funny now because as it registers now in my head. I didn't even look at it as a kid. It was R. Kelly pissing on a girl, like in my head. That's all it was. Also, I didn't, at the time, we didn't know if it was real.
Right.
It was a guy in glasses. He wore the glasses in the video.
He looked exactly like R. Kelly.
He looked just like
R. Kelly. But that's the thing. It was with grainy video. It was almost like, is this really R. Kelly pissing on a girl? That's crazy. It was almost like internet lore. We weren't really sure if it was actually him when we got it, but I bought that and the Pamela Anderson sex tape at Getty. On Route 9W, the Getty gas station in West Avishar, New York, doggy, they had a little section of just like porno.
Wow.
I might have stole it. To be honest with you, there's a good chance I could have sold it because I would just steal shit.
That feels like a story.
Less of a tracking.
I didn't buy child porn. I just remembered.
I stole child porn.
I committed two crimes. Hold on. It's worse somehow.
But you were a child, so that's why.
Yes.
Because that tape went around my high school and them motherfuckers was just like, you see the tape yet?
But I remember at the time it just didn't register as child porn. It registered as like just R. Kelly pissing on a chick, right?
Yeah.
And I guess because we had in high school, there was 15-year-old girls that would fuck adults. That didn't register as fucked up. I remember the girls that were like, this chick Allison that we were friends with, her boyfriend was 30, driving around a pickup truck, right? And we were 15.
That didn't register as fucked up?
It registered as like, oh,
It registered as weird or funny.
Creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
But not like...
Not criminal. See,
we'd always think the guy was a loser. That yes. was it. Yeah, it wasn't. You're right.
What a bum, dude.
Yeah.
You're dating we saw high school?
Yeah, man.
Loser. That's funny. As black,
until
as black
you're
kid,
25 and you're like...
as a black kid, we see a chick with the new Jordans on, she fucking a drug dealer.
Yes.
She and fucking a nigga that's 25.
But it was never... It was just a difference in generation. Like, we didn't look at it as, like...
Every eighth grade had the girl whose boyfriend picked her up.
Yeah, that shit! Yeah. Tanisha!
He had graduated.
Tanisha!
Yeah.
You're out there.
A girl in my...
That's a country. Tunisia is a country.
But, yeah, I knew so many Tanishas in South Jersey. Oh, yeah. Tanisha with the Jordans and the extra... Who the fuck?
Tasmania Miller. I remember you, bitch.
Tasmania Miller. That's very close. I knew a few Tasmans. Tasmans.
Croatia, Washington.
Felatia, Washington. Jesus Christ. Felatia, Washington.
Named after what they should have done.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are over 21 and you like to get super high, get high legally 50 states with Delta 8 THC from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
So right now, go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. 25% off with promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? So, but I've watched, you know, now, something I'm desensitized. I'm not desensitized. Watching people get, like, fucked up like that. There's been some fucked up videos that I watched recently. There was one that...
You think that's permanently
damaging
to you?
You goofy fuck, show me that Nature is Metal shit.
I love it.
Nature Metal stuff, babies. Are you guys doing that on your show?
No, we about to go back to the movies. We just going back to
It was so funny, dude. It was essentially their own version of Damn Nature, You Scary. Uh-huh. It was him and fucking Temple reacting to Nature is Metal. It was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my entire life because they had no idea what was coming up.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, do you follow Nature's Metal?
Yeah, of course.
It's fucking great, awesome. Dude. Great, great website. Dude.
I also, then they like collab but, like, that's with a very, worse ones.
That is a very white person like thing to just watch animals kill each other. But, like, this is beautiful. Dude, Dave and Derek were losing their minds.
What is happening? Stop showing me this Komodo dragon eating a turtle head.
Thank God
you moved
on. Why
do I want to see this shit?
Oh, I almost made a Chicago joke after you said that.
Doggy, but there's certain things that are fucking, like, just fucked up, dude. I watched a guy, this was on that Fight Haven channel.
Yeah,
that's a good
follow that, too.
I think that guy, I don't know why.
A little too much sometimes.
That just came about out of nowhere. So he did a great job at fucking putting together his fight videos. But this is an old video. I guess some dude raped some guy's sister.
Oh.
Dang.
and it's the guy finds the guy.
Oh, I think I saw this.
And he beats him unconscious and then just goes, keeps on going.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like you're just maiming him. Like you're he ended up skipping the country. Like there was a whole story on it. Like he was fucking like wanted, like it was attempted murder. Like he didn't even kill him? No, he didn't kill him. But the guy's knocked out, like he's like permanently disabled. Dude.
Yeah.
He knocked him out. Like he literally at one point like takes his legs and puts him on like a curb and breaks his legs. As the guy's knocked out, he's like fucking like his arms, breaks his legs, arms. Ooh. It's wild. Do not rape that guy's sister.
Don't rape somebody's sister.
I'll tell you right now. No. I'm not saying nobody's sister. I'm saying that guy's sister.
Just a weak guy's sister.
Yeah, dude, you got to fucking... Go find a fucking meter maid sister. Hey, to write you a ticket. Oh, you need to stop?
Yeah. Find very colorful views on that day.
Colorful views. Very colorful views.
Oh, man. What is this? Sunny D released a new alcoholic beverage.
Oh, shit.
Remember
Sunny
D?
Remember Sunny D?
Purple stuff, Sunny D.
Hard Sunny D.
It's a great
orange drink.
Great Chappelle. Great. What's Chappelle that bit.
Stuff? It's got to be called Hard D, right?
I want some of that purple stuff.
I want some of that purple
stuff. It's so funny.
It has to be. Vodka. It's not even. It's not called Delta. Hard D. What are you guys fucking
Well,
idiots?
I haven't seen Sunny D in stores in a long time.
Long time.
Are they even around anymore?
Have you been to Crown Heights supermarkets?
Sunny, yeah, of course.
Is Sunny D ghetto?
That's where all the Sunny D goes.
Is Sunny D ghetto?
It's just, it's a very sweet, non-nutritious
It's orange sugar.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
To this day, I haven't had Sunny D as an...
It's cloudy Kool-Aid. That's what Sunny D is. We used to drink it like God's back.
I haven't had Sunny D as an adult. I thought of Sunny D as like orange juice, essentially, when I was a kid.
Cloudy fucking Kool-Aid, bro. That shit was so goddamn sweet. Yeah.
Expensive orange juice. That's the way I saw
That's freshly squeezed. That's what I'm
So what is are the reviews good of it, Shannon? Why don't we get some Sunny D hard
I want to try it so
It's
big.
Releasing on the 11th, so this weekend it releases, and only in the U.S. it's releasing for now.
Oh, yeah, USA, baby boy.
D. Carcinogen in a can.
I'm keto right now, but maybe we'll bring it in on Monday and I'll have a sip.
They do say, I looked up to what happened to Sunny D. It said in 1999, a four-year-old girl turned a yellow orangey color after overdosing on the beta carotene in the drink. To be fair, she was drinking 1.5 liters of the stuff a day. And then that caused the company to have to rebrand in 2003, relaunching in 2009.
They relaunched in 2009?
Yeah.
They relaunched as a self-tanner.
That fucking...
that's kind of funny.
Is there a picture of that little girl? Is there a picture of the little girl?
Let me see. I don't know if she's a minor, if they'll show it. Let me look. Hold on.
No, they'll show it. She's an orange
reaction to it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was great. That was good. Jokes, man. Love a joke in the morning.
They'll show an orange girl. That's not a big deal.
That makes sense for all the kids that were drinking purple stuff.
Come on. It's actually racist.
Very racist. But, you know,
actual racism.
But it was very quick.
It was good.
I like the speed of Zach's racism. That's what makes it funny. Yeah.
What's your favorite of those all like hard
quarter waters? Oh, I don't. I missed all that shit. I like stopped drinking. Before.
I never drank. So
like,
I don't
as
know.
White Claw.
You don't drink at all.
Out.
I don't drink at all. I smoke weed. You know me.
Me too.
Yeah, I want to smoke weed right now.
I think I gotta take like a month off. My chest.
Oh, tolerant.
My chest hurts.
Yeah, dude. From the coughing
and
the fucking.
I've been stopped smoking.
So if I roll the blunt right now, you wouldn't smoke.
No, of course I would because I'm addicted. But I
you're gonna roll a blunt. She's gonna be the one. Roll us a blunt. Roll us a fucking blunt, young Dylan. All
right. I thought you called him a she, and I was like, that changes a lot of.
Oh, you thought it was an ugly girl.
I was like, oh,
you're like, wow,
whoops,
that was an ugly woman the whole time.
All right,
this is all that I can find. This is an example.
My God,
that's her hands.
Look at that.
Did they grow peach fuzz on the fingers too?
Chester Cheeto over here.
Hell yeah.
That literally looks like a Jersey Shore skank after applying Zoltan.
That's good. That's a snooky hand.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this thing that college kids are doing now with the gallon of water?
What's that?
A gallon of water.
So it's like the new like college drinking thing. They get the gallon like the gallon jug of water. They dump half, refill it with vodka.
Oh yeah, we talked about this.
And then like the squeezy like
water taste.
Water thing. Taste, yeah, and then plus electrolytes. And the deal is you finish it in the night. And it's like the new college binge drinking.
Never heard. Seems like too.
It's just dumb. I kind of don't wish I got into the drinking, but I used to see it, but I was never really. I was like, damn, you're fucking yourself.
Look, if
up.
I'm drinking, I want back in the day before you're an adult, you want to just get fucked up. You get the cheapest vodka possible.
Crystal Palace.
We used to just take all of them, whatever alcohols we have. Like everyone Clark. Would come and just go, cool, dump them all into one thing, and now we have our super fucking serum, right?
Yeah.
We did that one time. We went to Ben and Jerry's, and we got the Vermonster, which is 30 scoops of ice cream, 4 large brownies, a giant cookie, 10 toppings, like all this shit. And if you finish it with all your crew, you get a picture on the wall. Me and my friends, not only did we finish it, we dumped a bunch of alcohol into it, like just whiskey, vodka, gin, like, dude. And we're just about to go see Beavis and Butthead Do America, just eating alcohol ice cream, like a bunch of lunatics, yeah. Right? And could you, like, imagine what that would do to your body now.
Did you get kicked out of the movie theater?
No, we were smashed. Yeah. We were fucking, oh it was God. A nightmare. We didn't even finish the Vermont, so we dumped it on the floor and said, we're finished, and we left with the picture on the wall, and it's left a big mess on the floor. It was crazy.
Just 4 shit-faced goth kids.
Yeah, that's what it was. And as an adult now, I want it to taste good. Mm-hmm. Or taste good is a weird thing. Like if I'm sipping on whiskey, it doesn't really taste good, but it.
The whiskey thing, it's the warmth in your body. It's like the taste of the smoke meets the heat in your body. That's almost like a comfort hug.
It's a weird thing because it doesn't taste good. I can tell. You said that shit like it was like so your long haul smoke.
You know, it's like that hug your father never gave you.
Yeah, you really miss drinking, damn, dude. Yeah.
Exactly like that hug your uncle gave you.
Yeah, there's something about it that fucking, yeah, it does it. It's like smoking a cigar. Smoking a cigar doesn't taste good, but you smoke a cigar and you're like,
I feel terrible.
That shit makes cigars. Me not smoke yeah. cigarettes. Cigar smoked,
I like the smell. I can smoke like a third of a cigar. If I smoke more than that, I start to get sick.
Yeah,
like I start to feel a little bit nauseous. Ugh. You know. But there's something about it where you're like just smoking a cigar, drinking a little bit of bourbon, just fucking. Just smells good. It feels good. It just, it's a psychological thing as much as it's like physical, like the feeling.
Yeah.
You know? Fucking dig it.
Yeah, I don't
want to have some whiskey right
but
now.
A,
I want
a joint.
You've never gotten drunk?
A joint with at least 30% THC and a red cup of lemonade and grape juice. That's my feeling.
What's your favorite candy when you get
lemonade
high?
Lemonade and grape juice?
Lemonade and grape juice is the greatest. If you put it 3/4 lemonade and then 1/4 grape juice, it's the greatest combination of juice I've ever had in my life.
Do you have a name for that?
Lavender. I call it lavender. I call it lavender.
Have you ever gotten drunk before?
No.
That's great.
Never. Not even once.
Nah, man.
Not even as a kid.
I saw so many fuck up. And then as I got older, when I used to take sips, like people offer me drinks after comedy shows, I'm just, how the fuck do y'all do this?
Yeah.
Can I get a pineapple juice, please? Chase this shit. I can't. Mm. My stomach just don't go with it. It just can't.
I'm like, when's the last time you drank? Cannon.
Over 4 years ago.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah,
good
thanks, man.
See that?
I mean, I'm not sober by any means, but
it's also not really a reason to be congratulated.
I don't know because it was like an issue. And shit about
it was definitely an issue.
I feel like we shouldn't congratulate people for not being a problem.
Yeah,
it's like no, you're.
I got out of my own way. That's hard.
It's hard to do. Pat yourself on the back, but it's like you see people. It's like 10 years today sober. It's like cool.
I do it for the algo boost, bro.
I always congratulate because, you know, I hear it's tough, alcoholism.
Yeah, especially in comedy, it's hard to be faced with it all the time because I don't really, the thing that keeps me away from it is obviously like the next day was just cripplingly brutal for me and it would bleed into several days because anxiety would spike, everything would spike. I was just like falling the fuck apart.
Yeah,
however, the social element, like last night I'm at, you know, a party for this Vice show that I wrote on, everybody's drinking, having a great time, and I want to feel included, but instead I took a 100 milligram edible and sat weird in the
corner.
There
you go, bro.
Yeah.
100 mg.
Oh, speaking of which, the bone to pick with my fucking team. Ooh, Shannon.
Yeah, bone.
Shannon, I already picked it with you this morning.
Oh, is this another thing for me?
No,
okay.
It's just the fucking same thing.
I'll listen.
Thing.
I'll listen.
Guys, they put out, you know, we discussed the Chris Rock thing, right? Now, my take on it, I was like, I only watched the 10-minute bit.
I enjoyed the last 10 minutes. That was
it was fucking great. That's the only thing I watched. I didn't watch the rest of it. I heard it was all great, but I was like, my takeaway was like that it was fucking, it was really brilliantly written. He was self-deprecating. He was like being kind of passive aggressive, calling him a bitch the way he did. The whole thing, I thought it was just really well executed, except for that one little flub. He obviously flubbed the joke, right?
Well, that's what happens when you do it live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do a show live.
So we have a 10-minute conversation about this, right? And all I said was like, oh, it was weird that he fucking flubbed that one line. my team goes and puts out a clickbaity YouTube video. Luis J. Gomez, Chris Rock special is a little weird.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach, was that the takeaway from our conversation?
100% no.
It's fucking psychotic. It's
however, I guarantee you within the last few months, you've had a meeting like, our video's got to be a little more clickbaity. You got to do it like this. You got to look at the way the other websites do it.
I've never said be clickbaity. Have I? Are you shaking your head yes, Natalie? I've said be clickbaity. I said,
not in those words, no, but you want to support the team doing clicks. What they baby, have to clicky. Do to get more.
You know
views.
What I mean?
Yeah. Clickbait.
It is, it's maddening to see how many people are reacting worse to it than the actual, like, physical violence, where yeah. people are like, this is over the line. Like, how dare, this is crazy. And it's like,
Chris made all the
you're actually work. Angrier about a guy that used his words.
Yeah.
More so. And it's
wait,
like,
people are
and
mad
if,
about it?
Oh, yeah. And oh, it's yeah. like, if that's the case, then open season. Then if you wrong me in any type of way, we should be able to fucking smoke each other in the chops, and that's how we fucking get problems fixed.
Yeah. Smoky chops, you're thinking about whiskey again, aren't you?
I have, like, goddamn.
Smoke my chops right now.
Just well, what, a barrel what I hate for 100
more,
years.
What I hate more is that Marlon Wayne's special just talks about Chris and Will the entire time. It's like he catching what? All the fruit and just...
Which one?
That this new one he got out. God loves me. This new one he got out. He's just talking about Will and Chris the entire...
No shit.
The whole special.
Entire set. It's pretty fucking crazy. So he's shitting on Chris, basically.
Yeah, but anyway, what? No, I've never yeah. said... I've never
I can't,
said...
I can't stand Marlon Wayne's. I was like, I'm watching like... What? He's just catching the bottom.
Dude, his pandemic special, the one in Miami outside, might be the best worst comedy special of all time. Like, it's like Nick Cannon level of like raised fist with the activists in the background. It is so fucking brutally bad. There's like an 11-minute up front about him just kind of doing act outs and hopping across the stage fully out of breath to no laughter.
No
laughter. It's the best. Highly recommend.
Yeah, man, I'm not a... Yeah, but that... The specials around it or the controversy around Chris makes me go, that's why Chris is pretty much the best.
Yeah.
Because everybody
it was great. I thought, I thought he did a great job, but I was just like, why would you guys misquote me about it was just such a weird thing to fuck. I guess they didn't misquote me. They literally took the one quote.
Took a little piece of it.
Took a little piece.
Little piece.
But that's how they do. But then I have my fans going like, why the fuck is Lewis?
I like that your staff treats you worse than Tucker Carlson's editors.
It's crazy, dude. Tucker Carlson's editors made me look like a goddamn king, dude. That wasn't even my words. They use that AI shit,
I'll tell you, this room has never looked better than you being shot in here looking straight to camera.
God
this looked great.
Damn it, dude. all right, so let's see. This is interesting. Disneyland ditches zippity-doo-dah from the parade in the latest woke nod. What is this?
Asian.
Is zippity-doo-dah, is it Asian?
Oh, it's from Song of the South, Zip.
Yes.
The same reason they just got rid of the log
Mountain.
Flume ride.
Or the Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, because that was Song of the South themed.
Oh.
What is the history of zippity-doo-dah?
So they actually say that there aren't any racial implications by the song in the song itself, but just that because it was featured in that
it was originally
movie,
called Chinkity-doo-dah.
I was waiting for something. They was playing it at a Pearl Milling Company while the girl was making the pancakes or some shit like that. But nothing? All right.
No, it's just... It's in a movie they don't acknowledge that they made anymore. It's in the vault.
Slaves made those pancakes. And they listen to Zippity-Doo-Dah while he made them. Or some shit like that.
Somebody in the racist live chat just says, Lewis has said multiple times that Chris Rock got him into comedy, clearly clouding his judgment. Jay called out the special for what it was. I've never said Chris Rock got me into comedy. I wasn't even really a Chris Rock fan.
Chris Rock got me into comedy.
About the special?
Jay was like, it was just okay.
I thought the bit was good, but the only issue with it, I think, is like you can tell when these guys are really huge because they don't understand that their surface level observation about the sensitivities of the youth is well tread. Yeah. Like topic of conversation, it's like so many people have talked about this and discussed it. Chappelle did a whole fucking special that was more or less the same special as this,
right?
Like the Spin Zone thing, and it's like. It's fine. He had a different take on some stuff and he personalized some stuff and there was like good shit in it. But in terms of just like topically, I was like, all right, like,
yeah, the
I'm
topics have been done.
It
also by the time it gets to like mainstream, we're in the clubs, we're on podcasts. Yes. We talk about this shit so much.
Exactly.
Like the cultural, all that shit. It seems hacky. Like at this point you start talking about it, it's like, you know, it seems like a 5 year ago conversation, yes. and then massive comedians put out a special, and they're like, do you see the difference? Like,
yes,
yeah, exactly. It's like these young whippersnappers. Yeah, it's a lot of that. So I'm exactly. like, damn, these old motherfuckers. Sit down for.
But yeah, Chris Rock did not get me into comedy. Chris Rock, I was more of a Chappelle fan. I was an Eddie Murphy fan. Eddie Murphy was like who I loved when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
Chris You've Rock been quoting the two pain of his was great
forever.
but yeah, I mean, then it was like, you know, Def Jam and the, you know, that sort of like those stand-up comedians didn't even get me into comedy. That was just what I watched, but it was never really Chris Rock. Yeah. I liked Chris.
14. When I turned 14, I saw Bigger and Blacker for the first time. Yeah. I said, I got to do something.
Like, I got that DVD for Christmas.
Iconic, yeah. He had a few iconic bits where it's like that are incredible, obviously. And he's a master. You watch what he does. It's fucking incredible. And I appreciate it even more now as a comic. Now I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
More pushback on the repetitive thing this time around. I've noticed more people being upset by his delivery system, which has always been the same.
He's been a substitute teacher. His whole repeated again.
But more people are like, why is he repeating? It's like, you know what it is? Why didn't you notice that before?
We have a voice now. We have social media now. Like he was established before any of that.
Yeah.
So it like there was nowhere to go with that complaint, right? You're gonna go to work and be like, I can't believe Chris Rock repeats things twice, but shut the fuck up, dude. Like, get the fuck away from me. Like, who cares? But now people are so bored, they need to have an opinion on everything. Yeah. Something comes out, they need to have their opinion. Absolutely. And that's just another hack, generic opinion that fucking, you know, floats.
If anything, from this new special, now that he's a little older, I feel like you can start to hear the Cosby.
Mm.
In, like, his cadence and shit, I feel like more in this one ever before. You're like, oh, now that his voice is getting older, you're like, oh, he's doing Cosby sometimes.
He's just doing a lot of dance moves on this one.
He's just like kind of jumping back into his own voice.
Yeah.
You know, which like sometimes it sounds a bit like Chris Rock caricature version of himself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's fun.
Yeah. I thought there was really strong shit throughout. I think he's one of the greatest of all time. I'm in no position to critique. But just well-tread topics.
Yeah. Let's see. So what happens if we do that? We didn't even get the thing on that.
So they took it out because of its association with the movie The Song of the South. But even though there is nothing specifically inherently racist about the song. And then with the movie, it says that they, by stripping out concrete details of the time and place in the movie, Disney essentially turned the plantation system into a ludicrous utopia where whites and blacks live in harmony. And they hate that now.
They hate that. Is the whole movie banned?
It's in the vault. I don't think they're ever going to release
Blacks and whites, what now?
That sounded good at the end.
Can you watch The Song of the South?
I'm sure you could torrent it.
In harmony. Racial harmony?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure Disney
banned it. It wasn't divisive enough.
I'm sure you could torrent Song of the South, but I doubt it's like available on any streaming service.
On iTunes or anything, yeah.
Somebody in the Racist Live Chat just said they would love to watch Spit Roast, but it's not up. It is up. I just checked. You're wrong. Believe me, I'm looking for excuses to scream at my staff right now. I'm ready for it. But you're just wrong, sir. Go watch.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. You threatened Feeny. You threatened to kick him off Skankfest.
If he wouldn't do Spit Roast.
Oh, okay. Feeny wrote such a compelling, I'm in the weeds, dude. I'm drowning. I haven't slept in months. I got a new
And
baby.
I was like, you can sleep. I said, you can sleep the week of Skankfest.
I think
and then he got very upset.
He got legitimate.
Like a fag.
He's like, I just hope he's not serious. Like, I'm pretty sure he's kidding around.
It's shocking how much me and Dave walked on gold at that last Skank Festival. We was just like, they love you guys. Like Black Jesus.
They want to all seem not racist.
Oh, okay. So they use us. Okay.
Apparently, they're fanning Dave.
Oh, yeah. Red carpet treatment.
Yeah, we had a whole section where we had our Skank fans washing. We had them washing their feet with Godfrey. Like, they were sitting there. It was fucking wild.
It said blacks only.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking... that's up. That's good. All right, last thing we'll talk about. World's first flying bike hits the market for $550,000. What?
Got the drones on the bottom. Here's some flash it.
Let me see.
Flash it.
Oh, shit.
$550,000.
Flash it.
Bike.
Somebody gonna have... Some rapper about to pull up.
Yeah. That's how
Pete Davidson shows up.
I wouldn't even doubt it.
With young fucking Pete. Margot Robbie on the back. Like, what the fuck is happening? What is happening in life?
Yeah.
Somebody's showing up. That'll be in the, by the
somebody
way.
Pulling up soon.
Mark my word. That will be in the Super Bowl halftime show next year.
Okay.
That will show up. Whoever, one of the performers will show up on this bike at the Super Bowl halftime show.
It's going to be decadent. It's decadent.
Dude, that's how you should float down to the stage in your England special.
I wonder how much it costs to rent. It would just be fun to rent. But you can't legally. I mean, where is that legal?
It's a lot of, ain't it a lot of new restrictions because you're in the air?
Do you think
it's like another air laws? There's probably a lot of air laws.
That's right.
Because, you know, with drones, they got air laws. If you take that shit past, the drone drops. They shoot it out the sky.
There's some states where it's legal. You can just shoot it out of the sky.
Well, you can't fly drones in New York City.
You can't.
No, at all.
But they do it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking legally off the top of
rooftops.
One
of the first times I ever hung out with Ralph, before we started Gas Digital, he had a brand new drone. This is when drones were like a grand. Mm-hmm. Like you had the shitty little ones. It was like, he was like, I got this new drone. It's great. It's really easy. And I was like, oh, let me see, dude. And I literally took the controllers.
I was there for this. Ralph really was overselling this drone.
Ralph was so excited about
Ralph
this drone.
Was all about this drone.
He thought it was the coolest thing he'd ever seen in his entire life. He's flying a thing. And it was cool.
Yeah.
This is like 8 years ago. This is so long ago.
So long ago that James was super little.
Yeah.
And I remember him asking Ari for a potato chip and Ari just looking at a child and not knowing how to comprehend and be like, do I feed this thing?
This is a long time ago.
This is a very long time ago.
So, I was like, oh, let me see. This is great, dude. And I remember just having it. And like, imagine just the whole rooftop of people watching me with this drone. And it looked like I did it on purpose. It looks like I went zzzz. And I just went over a building and down behind the building. And then it went silent. And it was gone.
had it for
30 seconds.
That's generous.
And I was like, and
Ralph's like, everybody's going to get turned with the drone. You got to play with the drone. The drone's great. And then let it first turn.
Just say that again.
It's gone.
It looked like I was trying to do that.
That's
like,
awesome.
He's like, what are you doing? No, you can't go behind that.
It was 8 seconds. Roofed it. And then just gone.
Roofed it.
Dude, it was bad. All right, we're gonna wrap this one. It's been fun, dude. You guys have the shit.
Thank you
for watching.
Thanks for having
fun times.
We'll be back on
rap.
Friday with another amazing episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves an incredible night. Good night.
That's all, folks.